And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
160,
which I'm declaring a milestone because I feel like it.
So has it got a little diamond against it?
What? Milestone?
Yeah.
Yes. If I want it to, it has. Right, how are we all doing? Let me get to the chat so I can see.
I've just had a Facebook message.
Really?
Yeah.
One of your women?
Yeah.
Knew it. Which one this time?
Sarah.
Oh, Mikey, Mikey. Go on.
I asked her if she enjoyed it last night.
Doubt she made it to the end.
I said, did you stay until the end? We didn't finish until about 1:40. So she says, hi, Mike, it was great. Thank you for letting me come along and making me feel so welcome. Which is why I'm saying it now, whilst the MacBytes are on.
Hmm.
Found it really interesting, but I think I gave up the ghost about midnight. A bit like Johnny.
Jonathan! Oh, Jonathan.
Johnny's not in.
No. Do you think he's too ashamed to show his face?
No, he's probably on parent or grandparent duty.
True. Unless he's escaped. He's gone stir crazy and escaped lockdown. But we do have CQCQ Deb and we have Kim. Hello. How is life treating you? Going from bad to worse here. We've got three more cities in lockdown, but this morning they've announced that the lockdown was tighter than they said it would be yesterday. So, and there was the piece on the news. This was definitely worth hearing about. Piece on the news. Two, actually. One said it could be 2 years before we've got this under control. So I thought, fair enough, we're 6 months in, so not too bad. And the next one said, this'll never leave us, we'll have to live with it forever. And I thought, doommonger.
We probably will. But then, you know, with a bit of luck, it'll be like, I don't know, the flu and the common cold and...
Yes, but even that affects certain people worse than others. That's why we have flu jabs.
Yeah, but basically it's not going to totally go away and we'll just have to...
But, it would have done. If we'd have gone on total lockdown. I mean, I don't know what lockdown means to everybody else, but lockdown means to me, don't leave the house. Full stop. Whoever you are, whatever you're doing, don't leave the house. And if you'd have done that, even, at the beginning, it'd be like, 12 weeks. But, if you'd have done that, we wouldn't be in this mess now.
True.
We've got a chart on one of the news sites where it's showing from the 1st of July, I think. It's not the full chart that goes back, but it's a line chart. And it goes back to either the 1st of June or the 1st of July. I think it's July. And you see the figures come down. And then they've shot off again. Spain is horrific. It's about 9 times higher than the UK, which is why the UK are putting blocks on people coming back. So if people have been ludicrous enough to go on holiday, and some of them actually have, we know some of these people. I'm actually reconsidering the people we know and who it's wise to actually mingle with based on their actions during this. But it isn't surprising when you see these figures. These figures are appalling. So the people coming back who are saying, oh, but I've used my holiday. What am I going to do now but to go back to work? Well, tough. You're in quarantine now. Not surprising looking at the figures. But the government are being criticised for that. I mean, criticise the government by all means. It's a part-time hobby of mine. But fair, be fair about it. What can they do? Let everybody in. We'll be back to square one.
I've put a link in the chat, lighten the atmosphere.
Oh, good grief. That's where Lola goes for a walk now.
A man
she's
was
in a
arrested
mood.
Friday, yesterday, after being accused of exposing himself in a park in Sale.
This has been going on for weeks, hasn't it?
It has. Unless it's a different person.
Oh, dear.
But this is literally round the corner.
Yeah, people have been talking about it for weeks. The bit I don't get with that is, I mean, I can understand, they've found him finally and they've arrested him. But if you're out there in this day and age, not, 10 years ago, but now, wouldn't you just whip your phone out and take a picture?
Yeah.
You'd probably get done for indecent photos. But, you know, it would solve a problem, wouldn't it? When people were doing that 20, 30 years ago, there wasn't much danger of somebody having a camera with them. But now there is, so I can't understand the logic. Mind you, I can't understand the logic of anybody doing that anyway. People are strange. But that park is literally around the corner from us. It's quite big. It's very residential. It's surrounded by houses, isn't it? Mm. And the houses actually back onto the park. Their garden gate, they have like fences at the back of the garden. But those fences, there are doors in them and, you know, like gateways, and people can get from their house to the park. Let's get the park bang in the middle. Not to mention the fact, you know, while you stood there flashing your bits, on what planet are you? There's an 18-hole pitch and putt course on there. So I'd imagine it was fairly dangerous. I know it's the other sport, but talk about new balls, please. Oh, dear, dear, dear. I think we've put a couple of pictures up of the park before. Obviously, it's where Maya walks. Lola walks there. And I went out there to test a camera that I bought. Remember that point-and-shoot I got about 18 months ago? It was on a fabulous deal. It was about £480 reduced to £180. Got a great deal on that. So I'll put a Google link into to the park. So that's it. It's quite big, but you can see it is surrounded by houses on three sides. Where's the nearest school to that? Well, as the crow flies, it would be... the one where Pauline lives, wouldn't it? Tintersfield.
Yeah.
Tintersfield and the one I'm a governor at, Margaret Ward. So the children are walking to and from school and you know, stopping off in there because it's a playground. And somebody thinks it's a good idea to whip the bits out. Do you know, we'll probably get like a fortnight.
Probably get a slap on the wrist.
A slap on the wrist, you know, and he'll be back there before you know it. Yeah. I mean, it can be scary for people. I'd just take a picture. upload it to Facebook. Just spotted this in the park. Hello, Jonathan. We were wondering if you were too ashamed to show your face. But lovely to see you here. At what point did you nod off? We knew you'd gone. It was so funny. But yeah, it's become a weekly sport. Kim, that's a classic. I was at the grocery store the other day, saw a woman wearing a mask that was knitted out of yarn. What did she think she was protecting? Oh, bless. I actually did a quick search for face masks, the disposable ones, like blue hospital ones, but disposable. And we'd bought some of these a couple of times. So I went back through my Amazon history. But before I did, I thought, I don't want my mind polluting with how much they were. So I thought, what I'll do is I'll go back. I'll go and find some, see what they are, because it said there's 10% off today. So I thought, that looks nice. So I went and found them. Then I got my previous purchases and I found the two orders. There was 50 in a pack for £15 at the moment. I had no idea how much I'd paid. It was at least 6 years ago, so I got no idea. So I then clicked on the order, £1.50. I thought, oh dear, Gary, I'm looking at the £15 and you've got nothing to compare it with. In terms of like being £1.50, all of the other suppliers are charging a similar amount. So you think, well, that's the going rate then. But when I look back, I thought, that is obscene. Because, you know, we're 6 months into this. Surely that the production of that has gone up. Like all those companies that put production into hand sanitizer. Surely we're not still at the point that they're gouging you like that. Needless to say, I didn't bother buying any.
Tracy started following me on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
She's got a message.
You vaguely remember your name being mentioned around one-ish? Yeah, but we still carried on for another 40 minutes at that point, Jonathan. So you wouldn't have made the end anyway. When you watched on catch-up, you realise why. And next time you'll plant yourself in my dream. I will. What if I haunted you, Jonathan? What if I haunted you? Anyway, Madam's not talking to me today, is she?
No.
Lola doesn't even want to take treats off me today. I am persona non grata. This is because Madam has been a bit picky with her food. She seems all right, but she could either be bothered by the heat or settling in after her jollies away. So we weren't quite sure. So once she started being really picky with her food, I mean, she's fine. She'll eat chicken. She'll eat my dinner. She just doesn't fancy her own. I said maybe she needs worming. So we got some wormers. They are, for the uninitiated, probably about the size of a paracetamol pill.
Yeah.
They're not overly large, but they're not tiny either. So I said, well, what we'll do is we'll hide them in the cheese. She'll never know. I opened these pills and I thought, we're going to need a very big piece of cheese. So I thought, no, there's no good. Because if she starts biting it, you're not supposed to chew these things. You're supposed to just neck them, which is quite difficult with a dog, isn't it? You can't say, can you just pop this in your mouth, then take a drink of water. So realising that she wasn't particularly speaking to me anyway, she was already very, very grumpy. I said to Mike, I'll do it. I'll blowpipe her. Not literally, obviously. But I will blowpipe her. Which means I have to get the gloves out, get the pills out. So I've got four pills sat there to try and get down her. So Mike brings her in. She's like, I'm not having a bar of this. She just kind of knew. So I said, you're going to have to hold on to her while I try and do this. So I've got gloves on with these pills. I'm never quite sure what's in them. And I do that when they're penicillin. So my left thumb in her mouth from the front, open the jaws, pops the first pill in. Luckily, it went down. Well, four pills later, she's definitely not speaking to me now. She even refused a venison sausage from me. That's how much Madam hates me today. I do hope dogs haven't got a long memory. See, this was the medicinal stuff I had to deal with. You deal with the back end and I deal with the front.
Yes, dealt with the back end tonight.
Oh, she didn't have diarrhoea as well.
No, it was fine.
Oh, that's all right then. So that was my exciting day. Not speaking to me. Doesn't want to know. I am a bad mother, apparently. What can you do? Didn't we have some worming stuff that was liquid that we could soak into the food? But the trouble is, if she's anything like Maya, they just know. They do just know. And then you've put it in the food. They won't eat the food. You can't leave the food there forever or it'll be covered in flies. And they've got to eat the food because you've just put the medicine in it and you haven't got any more. So it was far easier to blowpipe her with them. I'm sure she'll come round in the end, but I don't think it'll be today. But hopefully that'll calm her down a little bit. We would probably make note of when she'd had all her stuff, wouldn't we? But we're not quite sure and we didn't want to overdo it. So while she was fine, we left it be. Now she's taking it out of chicken, as you can hear. So yeah, I've been very naughty. Do you think we'll ever pass the 5 hours, Jonathan? Laugh of it was with last night's. I said to Mike, we don't want it to go as long, so I'll leave a piece out. So I took a whole section out. And it was still longer than the week before. No, must stop doing that. But next week, I forgot something last night and nobody said anything. It was the bit where I was saying, why did I add back in the bit where the screenshots saved to the desktop? And nobody came up with an answer. And then when we'd gone so long, I totally forgot to do it. So I will do that first next week. And try and miss something else out. But then next week's the GTD build, and I'm sure people have loads of questions on that. Did I put everything in the show? Let's have a look. Do I have any slots left? Because I'm going to have to rein myself in. Let's have a look. It was pretty free until I've put this desktop screenshot thing in it. So I'll put that in. Have you any idea what you're doing in Excel yet?
No idea.
He's going to make it up as he goes along midweek. At least I know with Devon Think what I'm actually doing.
Yeah, but I knew what I was doing when I was doing the charts.
You did? Well, yeah, I've still got a couple of free slots.
Yeah, if I'd split last night into two, then one of them I'd have something for next week and two we wouldn't have gone as long.
Yeah, but I'm not blaming you for going on that long. It was probably me. It was probably the DevonThink build, wasn't it? Because I am actually using that, although I'm a bit upset with DevonThink today. That's because I've been and found out things, which I'll talk about, probably on a Mac Bytes. I'm loving that, Jonathan. We didn't think we'd get over 3, then 4, so 5's entirely possible. What if for Christmas we did a kind of 12-hour marathon? I guess if we started at 9 in the morning, you might manage it. But if we started at 9 at night, I doubt you would. That might be quite a thing for Christmas. We are sorting out dates, if that's any use to you, Jonathan. And do you remember when we were doing a demo? I can't remember what on earth I was demoing. But there was a demo involved. And I had the Mac Bytes thing up in Notion. And there were dates on it for shows. And you got very giddy. See, now we're actually delivering on those dates, aren't we? Just saying. Yep. It's a miracle. It's a total miracle. Did Paul get in and see what we were looking at on the map? Or did Paul come in after? Post your link again, Mike. This is our excitement this week, Paul. Lovely park. But well, especially now the added entertainment's been removed. So, yeah, put that in, Mike. Classic. Unbelievable. Right, I'm going to have a look at the Mac Bytes thing because we were sorting shows out for Christmas. I know, it's a miracle, isn't it? You're shocked. So
there you go, Paul. There's a link to a story we were talking about.
Did not see the map. The map was, let me get the link for the map. The map was actually a Google Maps link to the park, from where you can turn on the satellite and see it. As far as I know, you know.
Johnny, that's round the corner from us, literally.
Yep, that is a couple of hundred yards, if that.
That's where I take Lola. Not as much as I used to.
No, because there's people in there, and they all want to stop and talk and things. It's horrible.
No, we go and what's it, recce it first. And if there's too many people...
Lovers, what can you do? Right, I'm looking at the Mac Bytes thing.
Like, you think at 6:30 in the morning there'd be nobody there, but there's the morning dog walkers club, so we give it a rest. A wide berth.
Yes, I've got no, that wasn't what I was doing. Hang on, it was after hours, wasn't it?
In fact, we were on there yesterday. I can't remember.
Was it Thursday? Name 2 minutes together.
No, I think it was saying. Thursday. Can't remember.
Right, yes, what it was...
Oh, that's a voicemail.
That'll be Peter.
It probably will be.
I'll let you deal with it. I did send you Ellen's, didn't I, and you've put hers in. We picked a topic this week for By Request, and Mike was like, it's too difficult. No, we won't get enough songs. It's turned into an absolute riot, hasn't it, of conversation. The theme for this week is books. Now, the one that instantly springs to mind, two came to my mind straight away. One was Wuthering Heights, Kate Bush, and the other one was Paperback Writer, The Beatles. That was where Mike stopped. In fact, I don't think you even got Wuthering Heights, did you?
The theme is books, Johnny.
Yes, books. Books.
And that link's for you.
Ooh, what's that?
Now you're all intrigued.
We're all intrigued.
Yeah, well, it's based on Johnny's comment.
Is it a 5-hour epic?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
It's Peter Kay and dogging.
Oh, God, that was so funny. I've never seen a full episode of Car Share, but somebody said about dogging, and I watched the dogging bit, and there was tears rolling down my face.
Is dogging a global word?
I don't know.
Well, let's ask the Americans. Is dogging a global word? And what does it mean to you?
Yeah, it could be a global word and mean something wholly different.
What does dogging mean?
Oh, Paul's got walls. The drywalls are up in the new
to
house.
To our American friends.
Oh, that is fabulous. Brilliant. Oh, you must now have...
Or even our friends of any other nationality who may be listening.
You must have now a better idea of, like, reality in terms of rooms. That is so exciting. Are they decorating the walls or painting them or what? In the UK, we don't... The internal walls of the houses are actually brick, so it's not like an empty shell with drywall in, which we call plasterboard, FYI. They're actually brick walls that need plastering. Once they're plastered, we have to leave it for a certain amount of time. And then when you paint it, you need to put what they call a mist coat on it. M-I-S-T. Mist as in fog. Mist. It's a watered down version of emulsion paint, which then kind of seals the walls. Did we do three mist coats? Can't remember. But we definitely did 2 to 3 coats of paint on the rest of it. Oh, it took forever. Took forever.
Kim doesn't know what dogging is in this sense.
No.
Which so I is, think it's a British term.
I
so
think it's a British term.
I'm going to post in the...
The link to no, the Wikipedia.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, please don't. Not Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. No, because it just tells it as it is.
Kim, it's people who are rather too free with their favours.
This is where people meet up in car parks and watch each other having sex.
I was going to put that far more delicately. People who don't know each other being far too free with their favours while other people stand and watch.
Other people join in. Now, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just watching.
Just watch. Well, you can just watch if you want, obviously. Thing to be, now why is it called dogging? This is because the people who are going out and their spouse doesn't know say, I'm going to walk the dog. So these poor dogs are dragged along to these Sodom and Gomorrah parties as well.
Lola wouldn't be interested.
It's disgusting. I mean, whatever you're doing in your own home is up to you, but not in a public park.
Oh, Johnny's doing decorating.
Wow. I was going to say, Jonathan, yeah, getting paper off a wall. It's harder than you think, isn't it?
Have you not got a what's it? Steam?
You would have asked for tips to remove
the
other
half.
Didn't
we use a steam stripper thing?
We used a steam stripper, which does work rather well.
Yeah, you end up dripping with sweat, though.
Oh, it's a horrible job. No matter how you approach it, it's a horrible job. The other way to do it, and it depends on the wall, so we've just discussed that we have internal walls that are brick with plaster on. Steam stripper's on its way from Amazon tomorrow.
He's learned quick.
Right, there is another way to do it, Jonathan, and I would potentially do both. If you've got a brush, so like I'd say a paste brush. A paste brush is like a very big paint brush. It's about 5 to 6 inches wide. Kim is now aware of what dogging is. Yeah, do be careful with your words. In other countries.
Come on, Kiva, we're going dogging.
Kiva would be like, I don't think so. Got more sense. Right, Jonathan, paste brush or a paintbrush. Anything that's a wide, wide brush. Before you get your stripper out, your heat thing, your steam stripper, if you get a bowl of boiling water and a brush and you paint the wall first, let it all soak in, then when you get the steam stripper on it, come off a lot easier. There you go. Pro tip. Having done the job a million times, it's a nightmare. I think the worst one I ever did, and I did do some of it, but it was pretty much supervising you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was more in a reclined position, having grapes peeled, but I was supervising, was Mike's kitchen. Now, Mike's kitchen hadn't been done since Mike had moved in. But you're only there, what? About 10 years? No,
yes.
About 8. 91.
12.
Yeah, but you didn't live in it the last two.
True.
So, on the walls, there was this paper. When we got behind that, there was more paper. So it's like, darn it, somebody's papered over the paper. We get to the second lot off and there was a third lot underneath. It was criminal. It's like peeling an onion. So if you can imagine all the work you're doing, do it three times because there's three lots. And some of the paper was that kind of glazed paper, which is also a nightmare because you can't, the water doesn't particularly get in and the steam, it takes 10 times as long. Oh, you were going to love that. Trust me, Jonathan, that works. If the paper is, you'd have to test the wall first. If it's a brick wall that's plastered, another thing you can do is if you've got a wire brush and don't go at it, heck for leather, trust me on this. But if you've got a wire brush, brush the wall with it, which will score the paper. Then do the boiling water painted over it and it will soak in even better. That works particularly well if it's like a gloss paper. But any paper it will work on. So you just rub it across it. I mean, my dad would have gone crazy and taken the plaster off with it. But if you just do it enough, so you kind of, if you think of it as sanding the wallpaper, I know it sounds ludicrous, but trust me, it works. And then put the hot water on it and then the steam stripper, it'll be off as soon as look at it. But if you just go in with the steam stripper, you're going to be a while. And trust me, before you've finished, you'll think, oh, I'll be fine in this T-shirt. And the next minute, you're topless. And by the time you've finished, you're lying in a cold bath for a week. It is a horrible job. And it gets everywhere. You know, there is actually one thing worse than stripping a wall.
What's that?
Stripping a ceiling. That really is dire. If I ever get the idea of let's paper the ceiling, which, trust me, that's never happening, I would be like, no, let's not. Because it's just too hard to get it off. How perfect does the wall need to be before you paint it after? Are you just painting it? And what paint are you using? Are you using silk or matte? Who wallpapers ceilings? Trust me, Jonathan, that was a thing. Oh, yeah, that you would wallpaper a ceiling and then put all those cornices around it as well, just for good measure. But luckily, no, we didn't do that. But what Mum had in here, which was hideous, in the back room, the one that had those the wood panelling things on the wall that she wanted ripped off, when we finally did actually get them ripped off, she then decided, right, I'm going to do this room and I'm going to sort the ceiling out. Somebody had Artexed the ceiling. Artex is like a rubberized kind of polyfiller thing. So when you Artex a ceiling, it's like putting swirls on it, but they go out of fashion. So one minute, you know, swirls is in, and the next minute lines is in. They go out of fashion. So with this Artex ceiling, she said, I'm taking this Artex off. Oh my word. She tried everything. It would not come off. So in the end, she said, I'm just going to have to chip it off, like with a stripper. But the stripper wouldn't just like go under it and it come off. You would chip, chip, chip. And of course, because it's on a ceiling, she's up a ladder. She told you she was only 5 foot one. She was up a ladder with her head tilted back while she's trying to chip this thing off. So I said, why don't you let me do it? No, no, she said, I'm doing it. So I'll leave her to it. But she'd already had three strokes, so she couldn't, you know, be hung like a bat upside down, too much pressure on her neck. So she would do it in like 20-minute bursts. And even then, it was a heck of a job. It took her 6 weeks to get this stuff off. But the day she'd finished it, she was like, yes. And then the ceiling is just plain. Matte paint is more forgiving, Jonathan. If you put silk paint on, every imperfection will kind of catch the light and flash back at you. But the better it is before you start, then the better finish you're going to get. So like Kim says, yes, silk is glossy. It is. My mum always liked silk. She said it looked better and it washes easier. The matte, however, kind of absorbs the light and you can get away with a little bit more with it. We took a decision in the extension that for the first time we were going to buy matte paint. And I'm glad we went with that decision because with the light coming in, they've got so much window space, it would have all glared off it. So, yeah, good choice, Jonathan. White matte paint. Let's have a look. House renovation hour. We talk about anything on marooned, you know we do. Foundation as in paint foundation. When you've got the wall stripped, stand back, have a look at it. You might find you want to skim something like polyfiller on it. One trick that you can use, have you ever polyfillered before? Let's have a look. Undercoat first. You've got Wednesday, Thursday and Friday off. You mustn't tire yourself though, Jonathan.
I was going to say, by Friday you'll be knackered, Johnny.
3 days to paint a bedroom. That should be okay. What are you painting it with? Have you got a brush or a roller? And is it a manual roller? Let me know. Yeah, I've done all this stuff. Yeah, I did the entire extension because I always felt... Mum knew exactly what she wanted when she built the one that was there before, the one we've got now. And I wouldn't say she ever quite got there. So to me, it was like a debt of honour that we'd done the work, although she died by then. And I felt it was my responsibility to do the painting. And Mike was like, we'll just get somebody in. We'll just get somebody in. I'm like, no, I'm going to paint it. And it was absolutely huge. In the end, it didn't take us quite as long as we thought, did it?
No.
Because what we were doing was, it was like, well, we'll do the ceiling, we'll let that dry. Then I'll do below the windows. And then while that's drying, I'll do another coat. So that was how I went about it. What's best to paint with?
A paintbrush.
Not necessarily, Mike. Mm. If you want a really... Right, first thing to do, once the wall is dry, have a look at it. Are you doing the ceiling as well at the same time? Let me know. If you're doing the ceiling, then do the ceiling first, because the paint will drip off the ceiling onto what you've already painted if you try and do it after the walls. So start at the top and work down. When the walls are stripped, let them dry out. I mean, in this weather, that shouldn't take that long. Then I would get a very fine sandpaper, put it on a block, so just a piece of wood or a sanding block, and just gently go across the wall with it, and that'll take anything else off that's left behind. If you've got anywhere that does look a bit pitted or a bit rough, in that case, do the ceilings first, Jonathan, preferably to complete. And don't do the bit I'm talking about now until you've done the ceiling. There's no point getting the walls perfect and then doing the ceiling. So do the ceiling first, get it out of the way. And then on the walls, a very fine sandpaper, just to take any spills or drops off it. And you'll probably see them. They'll be bright white. And then once you've done that, if there are any pitted bits in it or whatever, get some polyfiller. Now, normally with polyfiller, you're filling a hole, but you probably won't have that many holes. You might have some where pictures have been, but not kind of the craters that I've had to fill in my time. So what I do with a polyfiller, instead of doing it like troweling it on, because you'll make an unholy mess, get a smaller brush. So not the paste brush, something about 1 inch to 2 inches wide, depending on how much damage there is on the wall, and paint the polyfiller on. And that way it's thinner and it will go in smaller gaps. And then once you've done that, you should have the smoothest wall to get on with. And then paint it. It'll take at least 2 coats, maybe 3. Because it starts drying and you think, oh my, that's patchy. Then you do the second one and you think that's patchy too. But once the second one's dried, then make a judgment as to whether a third one is needed or not. I think in the extension, I did the ceiling twice and the rest of it 3 times. I did it with a roller. My mother swore by a brush. I did not. Brushes leave brush marks. So I did it with a roller. But you will need brushes for the pieces that you can't get the roller in. So it's called cutting in. Around the edges, and there's 2 choices. You either cut it in first and then roller it, or roller it and cut it in at the end. Choice is yours. But you will use a brush, something like, actually with emulsion you could use that rather big brush, 5 to 6 inches, and you fill in the bits that the roller can't get to. With a roller, there's 2 options with a roller. So when you're looking on Amazon, there's a standard roller that's on like a broom handle. Buy some duct tape. Trust me, it's on the broom handle when you buy it. It won't be on the broom handle 5 minutes later. So buy some duct tape. Make sure if it comes off, you can glue it back on. And the other way of doing it is to buy a different style of roller. There's loaded rollers. And loaded rollers have like a tank on them. And you pour the paint in. And that way you don't have to repeatedly stop to reload the roller. Oh, while you're doing the ceiling, have you got the paint? If you've got the paint, everyone tells you don't shake the paint, stir the paint. With emulsion, don't do that. Let it stand, because you'll thank me for this after. Let at least 1 tin stand, and the sediment will go down to the bottom and it will leave on the top a kind of dirty looking water. That's good news. Because if you pour that off the paint, you end up with thicker paint. The difference between cheap paint and more expensive paint is that the paint is watered down. The best way to paint the ceiling is basically to paint it with paint that's like cream cheese, because that way it's not dripping all over you. So take the water off the top of the paint, just pour it into a container. If it is too thick and you need to put some back, then pour it back in and then stir it up. But the thicker the paint for the ceiling, the better. I used rollers. I determined I was doing rollers for the ceiling. I would use a roller again. That's the first time I've ever used a roller because Mother insisted that it was a brush before then. Here's the 5-inch brush. Go and paint that massive wall. And I'm like, I'd rather have a roller. But a roller gives you a better finish. It gives you a kind of... It's not completely smooth, but you don't actually want it completely smooth. But if you do it with the brush, you will see the brush marks. So this is the wallpaper you were left with by the previous owners. It was horrid. A bit ladylike. Oh, let's have a look. Lady paper. Jonathan has lady paper. Let's have a look. Yes, I see what you mean. I can understand. It's a huge pattern, isn't it? And if you've got a big space, but that could kind of freak you out. If you look at the bottom bit, it kind of looks like an owl, doesn't it?
If you've had one too many scotches.
Yeah, I can imagine you might be thinking, yeah, I'd rather have a plain wall.
And the room's spinning.
Plain walls, though, you know, you can do so much with them. Everyone was saying to us, oh, what colour are you having the odd wall? And I'm like, I'm not having an odd wall. It's white. And they were like, oh no, mint's in. Mint would be lovely. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, a mint wall would be nice, or peach would be nice. And then someone said, oh no, grey's this year's colour. I thought, if you think I'm painting a wall grey, you can think again. So I just went for total white. And I said, you know, I intend to add colour to the room with a very dark carpet, even though Lola, we didn't even know about Lola at that stage, a very dark carpet. We've got a leather chair and a leather sofa in there. And we bought a blanket, but the blanket was bright red. And I said, well, it'll go because you're not clashing with anything. Now, it's a very distinctive look, that, Jonathan. Do you know it probably cost a fortune? Because wallpaper like that tends to cost much more than the one with the tiny little twee patterns on it. But I can imagine after a bit of a drink, yeah, that would be bad staring at you, wouldn't it? I've seen worse, though. My mum and dad went to visit my dad's brother, and his wife said to my mum, what do you think of the new wallpaper? And my mum looked at her, and she, you know, mum was like, should I tell the truth? Probably not. She said I just smiled and nodded, and dad said, yeah, looks good. When mum came out, she said to him, you do realise that wallpaper was upside down, don't you? I think there were flowers on it, and they were upside down. This is why, Mike, I'm not having anybody else in to do the house.
No.
That actually happened here. After Mum had had her third stroke, Dad was like, you're not decorating. No way. And he got this guy in. And this guy used to do all of the decorating where Dad worked. But obviously in a commercial setting, no one's actually like looking at it that closely. He comes in and he starts doing, it was the back room he was doing, the dining room. And Mum had got this paper. And Mum sat there watching him. And she said, I've never seen anything like it. She said he got the paper out, and instead of working out like how many pieces and where would be best to join it in case it doesn't match when you meet up at the other end, she said he cut a piece off and he put it by the window, and then he could put another one by the door. She said, how's it ever going to match? And she having somebody in to do the job was more stressful than her doing the job. Dad has to get rid of him after one day. She spent the next day taking off what he'd put on the day before. And then she got some more paper and started again. Having seen the paper that she'd picked on the wall, it reminded her of this guy. And that was the end of that. But Dad had said to her, I'll get this guy to do it. But he actually used a name. And Mum said, that's a nickname, isn't it? And Dad went, oh, yeah. But she took this nickname to mean that he was really good. So we've got, Nina's got one, hasn't she? Harry the Paint.
Harry the Paint.
Harry the Paint. Every Catanian in Province 17 uses Harry the Paint. And she says, oh, you know, you should use Harry the Paint. He's fabulous. He's fabulous. And he'll have the job done in 3 hours. And I said to Mike, what's he doing with the paint? Throwing it at the wall. You know, it's a week's job. And when I saw some of the work he'd done, we went into this house and I looked and I said, oh, you know, do you have Harry the Paint in? He said, yes. And we got outside and I said, that is why we're not having Harry the Paint. And Mike went, yes, it wasn't the best job. Even I could see that. But this guy that my dad found at work, his nickname was Rembrandt. Yeah, Mum said over her dead body, was he coming back in the house? So this is why I know a lot about it. could understand it, Kim, if it was like a kind of, you know, geometric pattern or something from the 80s. But flowers, it's quite difficult to get flowers upside down. We had another friend who did his own, and the pattern was as bold as that one that Jonathan sent. Only this time, it was black. It was like black on a greyish background. This time, it kind of matched up pattern-wise, if you're with me. But instead of the paper being straight, you had like one that looked straight, and then the next one was kind of off by half an inch. So there was a gap. The horror stories I've seen with DIY, which is how come Mum's like, no, I'm going to do it. And then, obviously, I think her third stroke was when I was about 13. So by the time I was 16 and she was like, you know, I want to paint, one was, I want to paint the whole landing and stairs. And I said, we're going to need a scaffolding tower. I'll do it. So age 16, in the summer after you leave school, there I was, like Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel, flat on my back. And she said, I can't afford a scaffolding tower. So I ended up with two ladders and a piece of wood. I must have been more agile then. Lying on my back, painting the ceiling for her. Do I want to paint a bedroom? Unfortunately, Jonathan, I've retired. I retired after a woodworking job with Mum, and I said to Mike, never again, over my dead body. And the only time I was tempted back, and it wasn't really, you know, a full thing, was the MacBites magic cupboard when it collapsed. Well, it started leaning. The leaning cupboard of MacBites headquarters. So I built another one. And then, of course, I did the conservatory extension. You're more tolerant of your own mistakes. I am bad, though, Paul, because I would know with my mum if there was anything that wasn't spot on, she would spot it. So, you know, at 16, you're like, let me just throw that paint at the wall. But I knew there was no option with that. And if she wanted it done with silk and if she wanted it done with a brush, that was what she got. But I did learn, and it's handy, you know, it comes in handy now. Like, Mike thought the bathroom was leaking, and I said, well, if it is, I'll take the tap off and I'll put a new washer on, it'll be fine. Whereas Mike's attitude is like, yeah, I'll call a plumber. Which you did, didn't you, with the electrics?
I didn't call a plumber for the electrics.
No, you called an electrician for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was no real need, was there? Because then I appeared and I could have done that.
Yeah.
Simple stuff like that. Maybe next time. Maybe when I've recovered enough. Tell me removing the wallpaper is harder than the painting. It is, Jonathan. It's physically more demanding. Yeah, the painting can be quite nice. Because I think at that stage, the taking the paper off is becoming like destructive. Whereas the painting, you see it coming together. So it kind of inspires you to keep going. I'm a dentist, a.k.a. perfectionist. Exactly. No, I do try and make it right. But my mum was quite like, you know, I've painted that wall. Now I don't intend to touch it for another 20 years, so don't go anywhere near it. Whereas I'm more pragmatic. Like Mike came in and said, Lola got covered in mud. I said, yeah. And he said, she walked into the extension and shook herself. I said, well, that's fine. Yeah, we'll wash the wall. I said, if the paint comes off, I'll paint it again. Not a problem. But Mum was like, my paintwork's not white anymore. And she could have had the job repainted 10 times in the time it took her to come to terms with the fact she was either going to need to clean it or repaint it. She had this vision in her head of doing it once and leaving it. And you can't do that. You literally can't do that. There's no job that you can do that with. We're going to need photos of this process, Jonathan. It's going to be fabulous. Yeah, making it white, you'll thank you. Your future self will thank you, Jonathan. Because if you're going to put some artwork on it, you can always completely change the look of it with the frames, either in terms of coloured frames or neutral frames. Just get a total different look. I always go for white and then accessorise. You know, I can change a room entirely with the curtains. Just change the curtains, it's easier. And if you do want to put something else on top of it or paint half of it a different colour.
Yeah, this is Mike Thomas. He left a message for me.
You can always do that. Right, let's have a look.
Yeah,
It wasn't coming off. Let's have a look.
What time?
Sometimes. That's true, Paul.
Yeah, that would be okay.
You can't take extra time.
Let me just check. Delivery in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be a problem. No, apart from the fact you need to press the button.
Right, I'll sort of. Yeah, okay, thank you.
I love ordering stuff for 9 o'clock and it arriving at 8.
That's great.
But
thank
that
you.
Could just be me.
Bye-bye.
Just show me what button to push and I'll do two at the same time. Crying out loud. Yeah, sometimes with a job, you know, you do it and it's not quite right and it would take longer to fix it than it would to leave it. I take like one of two routes on that. Either think I will sort that out down the line and I will take the 3 days or learn to live with it. There is a third option, of course, which is when in doubt, put a bookcase in front of it. Whatever the issue is, just put a bookcase in front of it. And that works well as well. Paul prefers doing it yourself as well. Exactly. When it was sometimes when you see what other people do, you just think they don't care. You know, to them it's a job, but you care because you've got to live with it. And there are jobs that I would have people in to do. We had someone in to fix the water tank. I'm not getting involved with the plumbing system. No way. But things like washers and leaks and electrics, I do all that anyway. Decorating. Tonight's music theme is books. Ah, Kim's told you, it's books. And Mike thought we wouldn't get many, but we've actually got 120 so far.
That's because I don't read.
Feel free to send some in. Oh, people have been very inventive with how to actually get there. You know, think of like a book. Oh, I could put Mac Bites poster art A3 style. When I first met Mike, and he invited me around to his flat. In the main lounge, there was a rather large... Mike loved his pictures. He absolutely adored pictures. So there was pictures all over the thing, like artworks. He had a lovely one. This was after he'd met me, of a cat. This cat was gorgeous. But the one that struck me as I walked in for the first time, and obviously he was a young man, 24, I clapped eyes on this woman who was... clearly very hot, because she didn't have many clothes on at all, draped over the bonnet of a Porsche. Now, it was more a kind of, it wasn't a photograph per se, it was more like artwork. Well, I looked at this thing and I thought, really, that's going. But, you know, you never say that, or then it's not. If I made one comment about this poor woman, the girl with no clothes, the lady who can't afford clothes. It went on for weeks. His mother said, I told him not to put that there. I told him to put it in his bedroom. So she said, didn't listen to me. I said, I'm not telling him to move it. I said, I'm going to tell him to leave it. And every time, you know, you went in, oh, the poor lady with no clothes. I went round one night and it was gone. He'd put it in the bedroom. It really wasn't. No, but we could do artwork, couldn't we? Would you really put Magpie's artwork on your pristine wall? And if you would, which show art? I've got a favourite. I do have favourites. I like the one with Mayer on, but I do have favourites. A lot of them, you know, with the hidden things that are in there, like the pears that got totally missed, they remind me, they take me back to what, you know, what we were talking about at the actual time. So I do love that. So which one? Let me see which is my favourite. I think it was last year. And I remember having, sometimes I have in my mind what the show art's going to be, and then I sit down to do it and it ends up looking completely different. But this one was pretty much exactly what I had in my mind. I'm trying to find the number. Oh, the Home Sweet Home one would work well. 126 Jonathan. Which was the one? 119. I quite like 119, I must admit. I like the colours on 119, and I like the fact that we were away and it was the first time the sheep appeared. Jonathan likes 126. Yes, I think given that, you know, it is your home, yeah, I think that would be a good one. The one with the squirrel and the Spotify icon. I'm loving that. But would you really put that on the wall? It'd be a talking point at your dinner parties. Remember dinner parties? Oh, I remember that. Oh, Mike's now sat here in his mask. Shall I get the CCTV up so I can see if he's coming?
Oh, I should be able to hear her.
Hear who? Oh, the lady?
The lady.
Oh, it's another one of his women.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. He's not even started yet. What am I looking for? I'm looking for my webcams. Right. What's working and what's not working at the moment? Front door working. Okay. Let's get the front door up. This is going to be a bit awkward, isn't it, when it gets darker? Because it goes to night mode and then I get a reflection. But at the moment, right, CCTV's up.
Get the delivery during the day, then.
We are... No, we'll just have to get an external camera, which I haven't bothered with because I'd have to get my drill out. Mind you, we're going to do another DIY with Elaine show, couldn't we? Why not? 101 would be funny. Okay, let's go and have a look at 101. 101. I think 101 was a backfill. Rude awakening. Oh, they do all have happy memories for me, honestly. And I look at some of them now and I think, you know, would you design it that way? You know, probably not. Naughty Narcolepsy was a good one. That wasn't you, Jonathan. It was Jane. You're not tempted by 94 at all? 96 would be most appropriate. But I do think 94, you know, the colour. Yeah, it'd be nice, that. Look good on a white wall. Have we got any worse than that? I don't think we have. 89 would be good. But, you know, 94, I think's a definite. I definitely think that one might need to wing its way to you. I like 84 as well. Oh, there's that bird, the harpy bird. I didn't realise we'd used harpy bird twice. Harpy bird's on 82 as well. Because we had three that were similar-ish in terms of one's Monty Python's parrot, one's Pining for the Fjords, and the other one is an ex-parrot. So obviously, you know the parrot sketch where it says the parrot's dead. So I starts looking up dead parrots on YouTube, on Google. Pro tip, don't do that. Oh, it was vile. I should have put the safety filter on or something. So I decided, no, I wasn't looking for... wasn't looking for a parrot that was actually dead. So although it's not actually a parrot, it's more of an owl, I decided to use him because, you know, it's an ex-parrot and it's on a cloud. Oh, now Bar Humbug 79, that would give you stripes on the wall, so you could say fairer than that. Oh, aren't they classics? We could do the book when I finish doing them all. I've got some to backfill. Oh, and I like 71 as well. The Come to Mummy one, in my mind, it was going to look nothing like that. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, it was going to be far more bandage-ish, you know, like a more photographic than vector-ish. And then when I came to it, I thought, no, it needs the pyramids behind it. And then, of course, the thing in front, I thought, that's it. Doesn't need anything else. That's it. We need to offer show art stickers. That's not a bad idea, is it? I love 71. 71 didn't have a poster. That one was backfilled. But that was the episode where I taught my mother what a vajazzling parlour was. Oh, I really did. I really did. Amazonian Warrior.
Dogging has nothing on that.
Exactly. 62 when the cover art is done. Right. Bigger is not always better. What about 61, Jonathan? Yes, exactly. How am I going to do that? Oh, I wonder. I wonder how I'm going to do that one. And indeed 60. Although I probably could do something like that, couldn't I? And it'd be all right. I'll tell you which one is incredibly classy and would look very nice on the wall. 56. 56 would look very nice on the wall. That one wasn't difficult to do at all. And I think we did do the first few shows. I think I started again at like one. And I think there's a few of the first ones done. Do you know, here's a Mike Bites nugget of information. The shows originally didn't have names. So some of the names were retrofitted. Mike and I went back through them and said, you know, if we were recording this today, what would we call it? So three might look lovely on that wall. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's a bit pink, isn't it? But yeah, we were backfilling. So episode 4, which has got a leopard on it and a shirt, and it says Leopard XL. There was a video involved with that. I was making a video as we were going into the Apple store to pick up Leopard. And they were giving away free T-shirts. And we didn't notice in this we did not notice at all in the video until we posted it, that you could hear Mike, clear as a bell, the guy saying t-shirts, and Mike saying extra large, extra large. So that's why the show was called Leopard Extra Large. Nope, they did not have names. Which was the first one that had a name? We were talking about Netscape Navigator, and I thought, I know exactly what the poster needs to be for that. So if you look at number 8, that one has got one, and it's the MacBytes plane. It's got MacBytes and a heart on the side of the plane. So I knew exactly what that one was going to be. Which was the first show to actually have a proper title? Probably, it must have been before Maya. So, yep, all of those definitely did. So I'm back to 117. They all did. Hang on, 110 did. The Trolley Dolly did. Definitely remember that one. All of those did. Kidnapping Craig's Cat. That was episode 100. Remember that one. I think it started... Oh no, that was Mike's Bot. So yeah, that had a title. Come to Mummy would have done as well. And the ex-parrots all did. Oh, do you remember Where's Wilson?
Yeah.
That was the cat I appeared to have acquired. The old Razzle Dazzle, that one did as well. So where are we up to now? 66. Amazonian Warrior did. Oh, and Rats the Size of Cats did.
Church person who's got a poorly laptop.
Oh dear. Buzzing in the Bedroom did. I think we started them quite early, Jonathan, but the originals definitely didn't. I reckon what happened was, you know, the three things at the beginning? I reckon we took some of them from there. 43. Mickey the MacBytes Magic Mouse meets the microwavable dog. I can only imagine what that was all about. I reckon it was around in the late 30s. Impermeable Penetrations, that could have been one. Impenetrable Permutations. Yes, I think it was around 2009, Jonathan. Oh, around our birthday. I think the first one that we had to go back and give it a title was You've Got to Speed It Up and Then You've Got to Slow It Down. And before that, they didn't really have a name. They didn't have a title. So I think the first one that had a title was The Browser Queen Meets Jeremy Kyle, 35. I know, Jonathan, 13 years, you were 17. How scary. I remember you sitting your A-levels. So, yes, it's been a long time, hasn't it? How long have we got, Mike?
Minute and a half.
A minute and a half. Right, well, they've not even pulled up yet, so I reckon you're going to be able to push all the buttons. And then Scarpa. And then at some point, I'm going to need to put on that 9-minute song. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that, and I hope that Jonathan's paint goes well. But I do think Mike's Bot would be a fabulous, fabulous idea. Yeah, we can have a look at stickers, I suppose, can't we? That isn't something that, you know, I've got much experience with. But many of the things, the videos that I watch on YouTube about the bullet journaling things and all of that, you know, they keeps recommending them, and I'm like, just sit through it. They actually have sticker printers, and these people are making these stickers and then selling them in like a pack on Etsy. So there must be sticker printers, which I've never seen, but I could investigate that, couldn't I? Because we definitely need some stickers.
30.
Oh, hang on. In that case, I'm going to need to get that. Right, we'd better get out of here then. Okay, so we're going into Brooklands, but for the moment, it is good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.